Order in the court. Next case, the People of America versus Organized Swindlers. Defendant, Richard Fanshawe. Prosecution, Special Investigator.
This program exposes professional swindlers and the methods they use to fleece you, the American public, of $500 million every year. Special Investigator is brought to you by the Commercial Credit Corporation. Credit bankers to American families. And now, here is Frank W. Brock, your Special Investigator.
Good evening. Tonight I'm going to tell you the story of a racket within a racket. Of the wheels within wheels that turn a peculiarly vicious type of swindle. I call this story The Fake Diploma Mill. Our story opens in a small New York office bearing the imposing title of the Physicians College of Psychiatry. Dr. Fanshawe, the dean of the institution, is interviewing a prospective student.
Now, Mr. Scope, who recommended the college to you?
Mrs. Riggs in Toledo.
Oh, yes.
She's got a nice little setup there. Faith healing, psychology, stuff like that. I handled her advertising before the war, but now I'd like to start out for myself.
Opportunities were never better, Mr. Scope.
Well, that's why I came to see you. I want to get a degree and a diploma.
Just what do you have in mind?
Well, during the war, I was orderly for a doctor, a psychiatrist. Listening to him, I got the lingo down pretty pat. And I'd like to do something like that. What's this new, psychotherapy?
Oh, that's one of our most popular courses. We award the degree of doctor of psychotherapy and provide you with a handsome diploma.
For how much?
The regular fee is $500.
No, that's too rich.
Well, since you're a friend of Mrs. Riggs, we might make a slight reduction. Say $350.
How do I have to pay it?
Well, the terms are very reasonable. $100 down and the balance in regular payments.
Now, look, I'd like to get started right away. I've got an office picked out up in the Bronx. How long will the course take?
The course requires about 400 hours of attendance.
400?
There are classes every night. You get 4 hours credit for each class you attend.
Well, I want to do it faster than that.
I think we can arrange that, Mr. Scope. There's a class tonight. Once your name is entered on our rolls, you're credited with attending each session.
Oh, I see. Whether I'm there or not.
I know you won't regret this step, Mr. Scope. One of our diplomas on the wall of your office is bound to inspire confidence in any prospective patient.
I didn't know getting to be a doctor was such a pushover.
We'll continue our story of the fake diploma mill in a moment. But first, remember back in the days before the time payment plan, a low price for a car was around $2,000. Well, not many buyers could afford that price, so not many cars were made and sold. Then the time payment plan was introduced. With the number of possible buyers increased by many thousands every year and with mass production, prices dropped from thousands of dollars to hundreds of dollars. So you see, the time payment plan was one of the greatest factors in putting a car within the price reach of practically every family. Today, the best way to buy a car is still the time payment plan. And the most convenient way to finance your time payment purchase is through your car dealer at the time you buy your car. The commercial credit plan is available through any dealer, anywhere, if you ask for it. So finance your next car through your dealer. On the commercial credit plan.
This is Frank Brock again. As we continue our story, the newly created Dr. Scope is taking an interview with his first patient, Mrs. Cutler.
Sit down, Mrs. Cutler. And how are you feeling today?
Well, I'm not sure, Dr. Scope. I still have the heartburn and once in a while, a pain. And I declare I don't know what happened to my appetite. Just the idea of eating makes me uncomfortable.
Mrs. Cutler, let me assure you again, it goes back to the state of your mind. I finally diagnosed your case. I know what's wrong with you.
Yes, doctor?
You're suffering from strained relations.
Strained relations?
Mm.
But I haven't got any relatives except my husband.
No, you don't understand. It's simply a lack of self-knowledge in relation to your environment. The way to avoid these troublesome symptoms you talk about is to gain an understanding of yourself and the world you live in. You can arrive at such an understanding only through a scientific self-analysis and a reorientation of your innermost self with the world.
Sometimes I get the awfulest pains, Doctor.
Just pathological results, Mrs. Cutler, of strained relations. You're suffering from bodily tension and mental distraction and emotional strain.
Mm.
Now, what I propose in your case is a long course of psychotherapeutic treatment so that you can understand yourself in relation to the world.
And you think I'll feel better?
Mrs. Cutler, I know you'll feel better.
Yes?
Dr. Scope?
Yes?
My name is Cutler, Dr. Scope, Fred Cutler. I understand you've been taking care of my wife.
Your wife? What was the name again?
Cutler.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Cutler. Charming woman. Is there anything wrong?
I wish you'd come right away, Doctor. I think she's had a hemorrhage.
A hemorrhage? Well, no, that's too bad. Unfortunately, I'm not a practicing physician. What you need is a doctor.
But you're a doctor.
And not of medicine. I treat only mental diseases, diseases of the mind. My suggestion is that you call a physician and, rather quickly. I'll ring off. Good night.
Fred, what happened to me? Where am I?
Hello, Franny. You feeling better?
Where am I? What happened to me?
You had a hemorrhage. You're in the hospital. The doctor says you'll have to stay here until you get back the blood you lost.
Oh, no.
Here's the doctor now.
She's feeling better, Mr. Cutler?
He isn't my doctor. He isn't Dr. Scope.
Now, listen, dear. I told you last night that Dr. Scope wouldn't come. He's not a doctor at all. He's a fake.
Oh, no.
Yes, he is. I went over to see him this morning. He's just a high-class phony.
Oh, but Freddie, he was such a nice man.
Never mind, Mrs. Cutler. Don't you worry. We'll look after you.
This is Dr. Forbes, Fanny.
I'm on the staff here at the hospital, Mrs. Cutler. Tell me, how's this man been treating you that you've been going to?
He was giving me a course of psychotherapeutic treatments. He said my trouble was all mental.
Trouble with my wife, Doctor, is that she's been afraid to go to a real doctor.
Now, don't you worry about it at all, Mrs. Cutler. We'll look after you. Will you step outside to the floor desk, Mr. Cutler?
Oh, hurry back, Fred. I'm afraid.
I'll be right back, Fanny.
Your wife's a pretty sick woman, Mr. Cutler.
What's the matter with her?
She should have seen a reputable physician months ago. It's a carcinoma, all right.
Cancer?
All the signs point to it.
Can't you do anything for her?
I'm going to have Dr. Bellows look at her this afternoon. He's chief surgeon here. I'm quite sure we'll have to operate.
George, I'd like to shoot that quack she's been going to.
Tell me about him, will you? What did you find out at his office this morning?
Claims to be a doctor of psychotherapy.
Whatever that is.
Well, he's got a diploma in his wall from some place called the Physicians College of Psychiatry. Looks all right.
Physicians College,
eh? Yeah.
Strange, I've never heard of it. Step over here to the nurse's desk.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to call a special investigator.
Plaza 80928.
Is this the Physicians College?
Yes.
Well, I'd like to enroll for one of your courses.
Well, just one moment, please. I'll let you speak to the dean, Dr. Fanshawe.
Oh, good.
Hello, Dr. Fanshawe speaking.
Oh, Dr. Fanshawe, my name is Hanson, Patrick Hanson.
Yes?
Your school has been recommended to me by a friend. I'd like to enroll for one of your courses.
By a friend? May I have his name, please?
Yes, Dr. Scope.
Oh, yes. Dr. Scope is one of our graduates. Now, if you'll give me your name and address, I'll send you a copy of our catalog.
Uh-huh.
Just what course are you interested in?
Well, psychotherapy.
Oh, yes, that's one of our most popular courses. What is your name?
Patrick Hanson, 901 West 53rd Street.
Well, Mr. Hanson, I'd be happy to have you drop in and see me.
Well, thank you, Doctor. I'll be in.
Just like the physical surgeon who with grim determination removes diseased bone and flesh, so may the mental surgeon, with the steel of his will, remove every last vestige of mental impairment. That concludes the lecture on mental therapeutics. The class will assemble again at 8:15 tomorrow night. Good evening, gentlemen.
Oh, Dr. Fanshawe.
Yes?
I'm Patrick Hanson, Dr. Fanshawe.
Oh, yes, Mr. Hanson. Come right into my office. Won't you sit down? You've brought the money, Mr. Hanson?
Yes, here you are, Dr. Fanshawe. $100.
Fine. Spend it. Now, if you'll just be good enough to sign this series of notes, sit right down here.
Yes, sir.
And here I have your diploma. All ready for you. To all to whom these presents shall come, greeting, this is to certify that upon the 21st day of February, 1947, upon the recommendation of the faculty and trustees of the college, there has been conferred on Patrick Hanson the degree of Doctor of Science in Psychotherapy and so on and so on and so on and so on.
Oh, thank you very much, Dr. Fanshawe. Here are those notes.
Thank you.
That diploma certainly would look fine on the wall of an office. Probably fool a lot of people, too.
I hope you'll find it of service. Dr. Hanson?
I will, Dr. Fanshawe. In the courts, it'll be a good piece of evidence.
Courts? Evidence?
I'm the special investigator, Dr. Fanshawe.
What?
We're going to roll up this little racket of yours right here and now.
Well, what's the charge?
Violating Section 66 of the state education law, unlawfully conferring degrees.
I'll call my lawyer.
All right, we'll let you. You're going to need him.
Your special investigator will return in a moment. But first, may we advise you, if you're going to buy an automobile, don't borrow to buy, take time to pay. You may have enough war bonds and savings to pay cash for a new car now. But why use them? Keep them for future security. Naturally, if you buy on time, you pay a few dollars more to cover the cost of financing. But in the end, you have your car all paid for. And you save your bonds and war savings, too. So go to the dealer you'll buy your car from and discuss with him the amount of your payments, the finance charge, which includes the cost of insurance, the various extra services he offers. When you finance through your dealer, all those things can be arranged at one time and at low cost. By financing through your dealer on the commercial credit plan, you save yourself time and trouble. Now here again is your special investigator.
Dr. Fanshawe's phony college was shut down, and the doctor himself is languishing behind bars for unlawfully conferring degrees. Now, if you're ill, go to a reputable physician. And tonight's story should serve as a reminder of the need for your support of cancer research. Contribute to the Damon Runyon Cancer Memorial Fund. Thank you, and good night.
Thank you, Special Investigator. This is the concluding broadcast of Special Investigator under the sponsorship of Commercial Credit Corporation. May I express our sponsor's appreciation for a large and loyal audience and our pleasure in learning from the thousands of letters received that Special Investigator has been really helpful to the American public. The names of all characters on this program are fictitious, and any resemblance to characters living or dead is purely coincidental. Special Investigator is produced by Herbert Rice, music by Chet Kingsbury, and Frank W. Brock is played by Richard Keith. For a half hour of exciting drama, listen each week to Crime Cases of Warden Law. This is the world's largest network, the Mutual Broadcasting System.